Boker Tov world. Today's daf in the Sechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Beit. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beit at the bottom. So now we're going to have a Mishnah, which essentially is precisely the same Mishnah that we had in Zvachim that defines for us the concept of Pigel, the difference between a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano and a machshav of chutz l'mekomo, and the concentration of which materium are capable of creating pigel. So let's just remember what exactly this concept is of pigel. So pigel is a machshava that creates a virtual violation of dimensionality. That means that either it violates time or it violates space, but only virtually. So what it means is that if any of the four acts, which are the materium, when it came to Zvachim, those four acts were Shechita, the Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. And when it comes to Menachos, the same four are expressed through the Kmitza instead of Shechita, because that's essentially taking the life out of it, so to speak, which allows by the Zevach, the Dam, to come out. And then that Kmitza, we do the same thing to the Kmitza that we do to the Dam, which is Kabbalah. So we have a Kmitza and a Hanocha B'Kli, because of course the Kmitza doesn't flow, but putting the Kmitza into a Kli is the equivalent of the Kabbalah Sadam. Then we have precisely the same third Matir, which is Holacha to the Mizbeach, and then we have the equivalent of the Zrika of the Dam, which is the Haktara of the Kmitza, which is the way that we bring that Kmitza to the Mizbeach, similar to the way that we bring the Dam to the Mizbeach with Zrika. So those four materin in Zvachim gave us the four ways to create a situation of pigel. Now let's move on. And here the four ways of Menachos give us the four materin that can create pigel. Now just like over there in Zvachim, we started the Mishnah by talking about Hashochet et HaZevach. Here too, we're going to start the Mishnah by talking about HaKometz et HaMincha. But the truth is that, as the Mishnah will explain later on, as it does in Zvachim, in the second part, any of the four materium will actually achieve the same end. And as far as the Kometz is concerned, that was, for all intents and purposes, as an example. However, remember that both when it comes to Zvachim and when it comes to Menachos, the first example has a special din associated with it. And it makes things more complicated, because remember, Shechita can be achieved by a Zar, and here in Menachos, Kmitza of the Mincha absolutely cannot have a situation where the Mincha was Choser before the Kmitza. That's going to lead us to understanding differences and Diyukim in the Mishnah. So we've got our four Matirin, and we have two different violations of dimensions. And now let's remember the difference between time and space. So because of the fact that time, the Torah is always more makbid on time, and so are we, because as we have unfortunately discovered, we haven't figured out a way to go back. Well, when it comes to space, we don't have that problem of one directionality, and therefore, whenever you miss out on a space, you always figure you can get back there, but when you miss out on a time, it's very painful. It's a FOMO, you know. How are you going to address FOMO in time? So this actually leads to a difference in how it is that we are going to be accounting for the Kores when it comes to Pigel. Now, there's no Pigel, there's no din of Kores in creating Pigel, but there is a Kores in eating that which was from a carbon, which is Pigel. So once the carbon becomes Pigel because of any of the things that make it Pigel, then eating the parts of that carbon that are edible are actually going to be b'chayav you in Kores, but only if it's a Pigel of chutz l'zmano. If it's a machshav of chutz l'mekomo, it will be a lav, but it won't be a karet, as we learned in Zvachim. Same thing is true over here. And furthermore, the din of how it is to make the pigel, in other words, what is the time violation, is limited to two possibilities. Either you're going to have in mind that you're going to do the bringing something to the mizbeach outside of the time, or you're going to bring something to the Mizbeach outside of the place, so that's either chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekomo, or you're going to have a machshava of achilas adam, as opposed to achilas Mizbeach. So the Kohen says, okay, I'm going to eat this at a time that it's usur to eat. Not that he does that, but that he had in machshava to do that. If he actually does it, eating something chutz l'zmanai would mean that you'd have to wait until the time passed, and then it would be notar, which would be the actuality of the machshava, the virtual notar, which is the pigul of chutz l'zmanai. So what we're going to do now in the Mishnah is simply go through the possibilities of the arba matirin in the different ways, which is by echol or lahakriv, and then discuss which ones are chayv karsan and which one you're not. So this is a complete parallel to the Mishnah in Zvachim, and that's why it's going to sound very familiar. Hakometzita mincha, which is the equivalent of our earlier Mishnah of Hashocheta Tazeva. So Hakometzita mincha, either lechol shioreha bachutz, so you're going to eat the whole thing in a place where it's usher to eat, outside of the Azara, because remember that the mincha is Kodesh Kodashimi, and if it's Kodesh Kodashim, that means it has to be eaten in the Azara. So you're going to eat it either outside of the Azara, or even just one kezayit from what's left over of the mincha. These are the shirayim, the mincha that are left after the kometz is taken, and those are things that are ro'i to be eaten. And therefore, having a machshava of eating them or eating just even a kezayis of them b'chutz, or to be makriv, now you can't be makriv from the shirayim, but if you were adding kavanah to be makriv, the kometz, which is supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, and you add in kavanah, you're going to bring the kometz outside of the azara, not on the mizbeach, or even just the kezayis of the kometz b'chutz, which has a din of haktara, or... Now, here we have the additional possibility of haktaras halevona, because remember that the levona also needs to be brought together with the kometz on the mizbeach. So having kavana to be marked in levona, which is roi for the mizbeach b'chutz, it would be possible. But since this is only chutz l'mikomo, remember that the Torah doesn't say a din of karet on chutz l'mikomo. It only says it on the chutz l'zmano, avim he'achol ye'achel mipsar zevach shlamav, and so on. So from that extra ochel yeachel, we know that there are two different achilas, achilas amizbeach or achilas adam, the things that we just spoke about, and the extra biyom ha-shlishi comes to tell me chutz l'mikomo. But how about if your kavana was to eat the shirayim l'machar? Uh-oh, now we're talking about chutz l'zmano, and now you're going to eat something that is actually roy to be eaten tomorrow, today, and you're going to eat it tomorrow, or even just one kezayit of the shirayim l'machar. Or you had in mind to do, instead of achilas adam, to do achilas mizbeach, which would be, you're going to makriv the kometz on the proper mizbeach in the proper place, but you're going to do it tomorrow. Or even just one kezayit of his kometz, which is a din of haktara, just like the achilas adam and achilas kezayis is achila, so too for haktaras mizbeach, a haktara is defined as a kezayit. So if you're going to bring a kezayit of the kometz tomorrow, or you're going to be makter the levona tomorrow. Now notice, it doesn't say, o kezayit mi levona tomorrow. Ha! That we're going to have to think about. Why doesn't it? So in those these cases, it's not only pigol, it's chayav in alav karet. And here is the rule, the same rule that we had by Zvachim, except that over here, of course, substituting for Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, we have Kol HaKometz, Matir 1, Onotein Bikli, Matir 2, or HaMolech, Matir 3, or HaMaktir, Matir 4. Of you do all of this to whatever is right to be done, the Kmitza on the Mincha, and the rest of it to the actual Kometz. And you had in mind, Le'chol Davar Shedar Kol Le'chol, if it's chutz l'mikomo, then it's pasul, but ain't bokaret. If it's chutz l'zmano, then it's pigo v'chayov in alav karet. However, this is only on condition that the matir was brought k'mitzvato. So you will remember our very important halacha, and that is that the heksher of pigo is the same as the heksher of a kosher mincha, meaning that just like everything has to be done correctly in order for you to be makriv a mincha properly, everything has to be done correctly, kach shoras kosher, kach shoras pasul. So if your pigel is going to be a real pigel, and remember, a real pigel means that it lives consistently in an artificial reality. That's what pigel is all about. If you break up that artificial reality by doing things that would have puzzled it in a normal reality, then it's going to puzzle it for pigel too. And therefore, if you have another machshava, that let's say you mix a machshava of chutz l'mekomo together with your machshavas of pigel of chutz l'zmano, it's not going to be chayav kares, because you messed up your pigel and you didn't do your pigel right. So when we say that you have to bring the mater kimitzvasa, it doesn't mean, it means you're bringing the mater in iser. We're calling it kimitzvasa the way you would have had to do it if you were actually going to be doing this right, because in your virtual world, this is what's right. And therefore, when we say that, what do we mean? Ketzat karava mater kimitzvato? Well, what we mean is, let's say you do the first act. You do the kmitza b'shtika. You don't have in mind anything that's going to puzzle it. And then you're notain bekli, or you're holich, or you're maktir, chutz lizmano. Or what about the other way around? Let's say you went ahead and you were komets with the machshavas pigel, and then you did everything else with just a normal mar. You didn't have anything particular in mind, and you did everything else b'shtika. So you were komets chutz lizmano, but you went ahead and were did the Nisinas Kli or the Holocha or the Haktorah without saying anything. Or, let's say you were Komets, or Natan Bekli, or Holech, or Hiktir Chutz Lizmano, any of them that were done Chutz Lizmano, not only the Komets. In all of these cases, as long as there was no Iruv Machshavot, there was no other Machshava that would puzzle it, such as a Machshavas Chutz Lizmano, or where it comes to a Minchas Chote, or Sota, there was no Machshava of Shelo Lishmo, as we'll discuss in a moment, then you've got yourself a perfect A-plus pigel, and you can get yourself destroyed by it and get chorus. But if you don't do it right, you can't destroy yourself properly. And therefore, you won't be chayav pigel. So this is all called hamata kemitzvato. But suppose it wasn't kemitzvato. Let's say you did the kemitza b'shtika, and you went ahead. Ketzad lo karav hamata kemitzvato. Let's say you had a machshava of chutz l'mekomo for the kemitza. And then you did everything else right, meaning wrong, chutz lizmano. Or you were komets chutz lizmano first, and then you did everything else or anything else chutz lemekomo. Or you did any of all of this. Oh, shekamatz natan bekli, holich viktir, chutz lemekomo. If you had a machshava chutz lemekomo in any or all, that would not be called karav hamater kemitzvato when it comes to pigel, and you would not be chayev a kores. What's more, if you were dealing with a minchas chote, which can be pasul shelo lishma, or you were dealing with a mincha kanaut, which is the mincha to be mevarer avon of the sota, so then you would actually have an additional option for messing up your beautiful pigel. How could you mess up your beautiful pigel? You don't need a machshava chutz l'mekomo. You could just have a machshava of shelo lishma. And that would add a whole new world to that. So in all of those cases, it would be not korav kemitzvato. So minchas chote, minchas kanoz, that you did the komets shelo lishma, and then you did everything else chutz lizmano. Or maybe you did the komets chutz lizmano, and then you did the nisina beklia, the halach of haktara shelo lishma. Or you did any of them, the kmitza, or nisina beklin, or lacha, or aktor, or shelo lishma. In any of these cases, you do not have a case of proper pigo because you are ma'ariv, a machshava of something else that passes. And in the case of a minchas chote or kanaut, you also able to passel with shelo lishma, as the Mishnah explained earlier. So in all of these cases, there is no karis. Reb Yehuda says, I disagree. Zaklal, the way to look at it is, what comes first? If the first thing, I note that in the Mishnah, we were careful to make it clear that if that machshava was anywhere, so if the first machshava of the kmitza was done to chutz l'zmano, then, or if the first one was done chutz l'mekomo, why do we do that? Why do we switch back and forth? Because we want to make sure that we don't misunderstand the issue of Iruv Machshavot to be a function of everything goes according to what you first said, or everything goes according to the last way that you were Koveya. It's because of that, the Mishnah flipped it to make sure that you would understand it's the Iruv that makes the difference and not the order. Masha'in Kane, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually the order that makes the difference. And Zach Law, so then everything goes according to the first thing that you're koveyed in. Once you're koveyed in pigo, then it's already pigo, and you would be chay of kares. But if you messed it up first before making it pigo, then it's pasul ve'ein bo karet. The chachamim amrim makes no difference. The order zev zeh pasul ve'ein bo karet, which we repeat to make it clear that that's the Stam Mishnah and that's the way we pask it. Now, it sounds very simple on the surface, what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, but you're forgetting one thing if you think it's simple, and that is that when something is made pigel, it does not become pigel until you actually are makriv the carbon. What does makriv the carbon mean? It means that you ended up being Zurich the Dam and the Mizbeach. Anything else is not going to be a Mahakev, right? So when Rabbi Yehuda says, well, once you did the Kmitza, in that case, it's already Pigel, that's not really true. It's not Pigel until it was actually brought on the Mizbeach as Pigel. And over here, it was not brought on the Mizbeach as Pigel. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is actually more complex than what it sounds like. It's not that the Pigel was actually Chal, and therefore you can't take it off by adding a machshava to chutz l'mekomo. That's not the point. The point is that the machshava was definitive, which of course is something that's a much bigger chiddush. So now, putting together the sugya that we had earlier, and remember that our question was, in a case we have a chisorim, note that there were two cases of chisorim. A mincha that is chosir, before you do the kmitza, is completely and totally possible. You have to be kometz ha-mincha, the entire mincha. Question that we had, whether it's the kli, that's koveya, can you add more if something is lost? That's a side issue. But it's absolutely clear, as we explained, bein l'Rabbi Yochanan, bein l'Reish Lakish, if the mincha was chaser before kmitza, and you didn't refill it, which you could have done according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be puzzle. And if you did the kmitza, wouldn't make any difference because it's not a kmitza of hamincha, right? But there's another chaser, and that was the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about what the din is in a case where you did the kmitza from a mincha that was full, and before you had a chance to be maktir the kometz, you did the kmitza, but you didn't yet get to the moment of the Haktorah, you did the Kabbalah Sakli, the Halacha, and before you actually had a chance to put it on the Mizbeach, the Shirayim of the Mincha, which no one are really interested in, you know, the Shirayim of the Mincha became Chaser before you had a chance to be Makriv the Komet. So remember we had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, about whether that is also considered to be possible. Rabbi Yochanan said, you could still be makriv the komets, but if you do the akravas ha-komets, it won't be matir, the mincha for the kohanim, because in the pasuk that describes what it is that the kohanim are eating, it says beferish ha-mincha, and therefore they don't get to eat it, but it never says that it's possible, and therefore you can be makriv the komets. So now let's think about Amandi Omar, namely Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that a kometz you bring even if the shirayim were chaser bein kmitza lahaktara. Remember? So your kometz, your makir the kometz, but even Reb Yochanan is moda that though you're makriv it, you are not actually allowed to eat it. So now, what would be the din according to him? Is that considered, since kaimalon, dotam shirayim asurim ba'achila, so since you're not allowed to eat it, is that considered to be pigo if you had a machshev as pigo, because you were never matir the shirayim ba'achila anyway, so is this called a matir? It's a very strange case. We're bringing the matir, but it's not being matir. At least it's not being matir for achila. So that's a fascinating situation. So in such a case, ma'u detahani lu haktora, we want to know, there's two things that haktora will usually help for. One is, once you do the haktora, it's nasa mitzvah, right? And therefore, even though the moment that you made it kodesh, it became kodesh, the mincha, for me'ila, what takes off that me'ila? Only when its mitzvah is taken care of, and now it's no longer Kodesh LaHashem because it becomes the Shirayim, become the Chelek of the Kohen, as opposed to the Mizbeach. But in this case, you weren't allowed to eat the Shirayim, and therefore they didn't really become the Chelek of the Kohen. And furthermore, could you have a Machshava of Chutz Lizmano by doing that Kometz, which is a Matir that isn't being Matir? So what happens? So what would be the din? First of all, vis-a-vis the question of pigo, and secondly, vis-a-vis the question of me'ila. Will it be mafkia mide me'ila? Does it, in fact, take care of the me'ila problem because it's no longer considered to be the mincha that is miyuchad Hashem, or it's nasis mitzvasa? Om Ravuna, look, even according to Rabbi Akiva, so remember we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva that we had before the whole din of Rabbi Eliezer arguing with Rabbi Akiva, what is the din of Zrika Binogea, something that was outside of the Beis HaMikdash at the time that you did the Zrika? Did the Zrika help to be Koveya that thing as being Kodesh the way it was supposed to be and to take off Pigo from it, even though you're not allowed to eat it? See, it's a very similar situation. So you wouldn't be allowed to eat it because of Yotze, but you still have to define whether it's considered to be part of the carbon that was brought, and therefore there would be no me'ila. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he says, if there was something that was posel b'yotze, and meanwhile you did the zrika on what was there in the azara, you went ahead and did the zrika is going to work on all of it, and therefore whatever is outside becomes nixed from me'ila, even though it itself is also bachil. Now you see that that sounds on the surface to be the way we should answer the question here. We should say, well, you know, according to Rabbi Akiva, it can be a matir that's not a matir. So you can do zrika, it's something b'chutz, it's also bachila, and nonetheless you took off the me'ila. So you would think that in this case, same thing would be true. It's actually not a matir because it was chaser, and therefore it should be a problem, but Rabbi Akiva said, even so, you could take off the me'ila. Says Rav Huna, I got news for you. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that zrika is mo'elet liyotze, it's only for yotze that zrika is mo'elet, but that's because yotze exists. There's nothing wrong with the actual body of that korban. I mean, he was talking about zrika sadam. Obviously, we're referring to kmitza here as the equivalent. The haktoras, hakometz, is the equivalent. But the idea sounds like it's exactly the same. But there's a difference between something that is outside of the Azara. Is there anything wrong with the carbon itself? No. It's all there. I mean, it's just if you take a look at its spatial coordinates, you have a problem. But coordinates are external to the existence of the object. But when it comes to the case that you're talking about, which was a case of chisorin, Chisorin is not a coordinate issue, it's an existential issue. Does it exist or not? If it's chaser, then it's not there. And if it's not there, even Rabbi Akiva would be made that Zrika cannot help it if part of it isn't there, even though it helps it if part of it is outside, because there's a difference. So Yotze exists, and its psul is only machmat davar acher, it's because of its special coordinates. Avol chisaron is a psul in the actual goof. It's an intrinsic problem of the physical material of the mincha. Over there, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you can't be makter the kometz on something that doesn't exist, and therefore you can't be matir the carbon. It's not really a matir, and it doesn't take off the megillah, in which case it also would not be able to create pigel. Omele Rava, I would say just the opposite. I would say that actually Yotze is something, you're telling me that Chisorin is worse. I'm telling you Yotze is much worse. Why? Because Anarava, I would say, even according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that in the case of Yotze, the Zrika is not going to help, that's only because it's Yotze. And all of the Avoda affects only thing within the orbit of Aveda. The orbit of Aveda is the Azor, where the Aveda is being done. So that's Hani Mila Yotze. Why do I say it doesn't help? Because it's not here in the Azorah. Masha Enkin, the Chisorin, the everything that is left is exactly where it belongs, and it's Isay Bifnim, so maybe the Haktara will help, because everything that is here is going to be affected by it, which means that Zrika is more likely to work on a Chisorin Bifnim than it is to work on a Psul of Yotze Bachutz. So we have mirror images here between Rava's approach and Ravuna's approach. Rava's approach is that Yotze is less likely to have a Zrika work, and the Chisorin is more likely, and Ravuna's approach was that Chisorin is more likely not to be able to have a Zrika, and the Yotze, because it exists, is more likely. And I'm going to prove my approach, says Rava. I want to show you that actually Srefa, or the Haktorah of the Kometz, is more likely, and it actually is going to work to take off the Isser of Me'ila and to create Pigel when it comes to the case of the Chisar. Here's my proof. Now this requires your thinking caps. Okay, so please let me see all of those thinking caps. My gosh, can't see any thinking caps on the squiggly people. There's not even people there. So they for sure not going to understand anything. But everybody else has got their thinking caps on. Let's do a little analysis of our Mishnah. And this requires some attention to the details of the Mishnah. And Rava is taking for granted that we're wearing our thinking caps. When we read that Mishnah, did it not occur to you that something is very strange? Basically, the Mishnah repeats itself. You have part one of the Mishnah, which takes an example. Its example is in Zvachim Shchita. So it's Kol HaShochet, Lechol, or Lahakter, etc., etc. Here, it's Kmitza, HaKometz, Lechol, or Lahakter, right? And then the second part of the Mishnah says the same thing, except it makes it as a klal. Ze haklal. Kol, either, in Zvachim, kol hashochet, or hamikabel, or hamolich, or hazorek. And here in Menachos, kol hakometz, hanosen bekli, hamolich, hamaktir et hakometz, right? Now, do you notice any significant difference between the opening case that spoke only about the Kmitza, and the next case that spoke about all four Matirin, or is it exactly the same? There's a big difference. The difference is that in the first case, the Mishnah mentions, O Kizayet Miakometz in the Haktorah, right? Or O Kizayat of the Achila. But in the second case, it doesn't say Kol HaKomets VaHamnosin Bekli VaHamolech Almanat Le'echol Kizayat. It just says the whole thing for some reason, right? Now, why does it say in the case of the Kmitza, it talks about O Kizayat, and in the case of the all of the four Matirin, it doesn't mention a word about O Kizayat. You don't get it. It ought to be exactly the same if you're making a klal, right? There's only one explanation. This is what Rava thinks. The only explanation is that I'm trying to avoid a confusion. And let me show you something. We've got a Braita that expands on the Mishnah. And if you look at that Braita, you'll figure out exactly what's going on. Mina Minala, I'll show you that actually the Kometz is going to help, even though there was a chisaron bein kmitza le'aktara, to take off me'ila and to make people. Why? Because in the Mishnah, it says very clearly in the first part, ha'kometz et ha'mincha lecho shi'areha b'chutz, o kezayit mishi'areha b'chutz. Now, when Rabbi Chiya, who usually wrote braitot, to clarify the Mishnah, right? So we got all of those braitos of Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oshia. And how is the equivalent parallel braita brought in Rabbi Chiya? HaKometz et HaMincha, and he doesn't mention the Kizayit. So this to me is the key to understanding the difference between the opening of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. Explain to me why Rabbi Chiya thinks that he's making things clearer by not saying what our Mishnah says, even in the first case. He avoids saying, O Kizayat, right? So I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Rabbi Chiya was nervous, and he's trying to clarify. So Rabbi Chiya is thinking to himself, look, if someone reads the first part of the Mishnah, if he's got brains, then he understands that when it says to eat a Kizayat of the Shirayim, or to be makter a kizayit, he understands that that doesn't mean that that's all that's left, because it can't mean that's all that's left, because you can't do kmitza with anything that is chaser. It could only mean that he had in machshava, though all of it is here in front of him, he's only going to be eating one kizayit of it. So everybody understands that that is the meaning, right? If they don't have brains and they don't realize that a mincha shechaser, the kmitza will be pasul, so if they're very unsophisticated, they'll read the Mishnah to mean that if somebody does the kmitza, even though only a kizayit is left of the mincha, and he has in mind that he's going to eat whatever is left, as long as it's a kizayit, he would make it pigel. But that is ridiculous. It would not be true. Because if, in fact, all that was left was a kizayit, then the mincha is a mincha psula, and you cannot turn a mincha psula into pigo. So Rabbi Chiya figures, look, in order to avoid that confusion, let's keep it simple for dummies. And instead of talking about a kizayit, which will make people think, oh, there's only a kizayit left over, which, of course, is ridiculous. Now that, says Rava, is the point of the Mishnah. Because when you get to the Zehaklal, there you could make a mistake. Because if you get to the Zehaklal, and there it talks about all four Matirin. So now you know when it comes to the other Matirin, that in that case the Achila could actually be an Achila of whatever is left. And that also would be a pagan, right? Right? No, I thought if it's chaser, it's not kosher. Ah, but you can still bring the Akhtara, remember? Yeah, but doesn't that mean that it would not make it pigo? No, that's the whole point. It would make it pigo. So that's my proof, actually. Therefore, I want to avoid using the word okizayit, because then you would think, now wait a minute, when it said that I could be noisin bekli, or that I could be melech, or that I could be maktir, that comments on that shirayim, and it said, "Oh, lechol kizayit." It would mean, and that's all that's left. Couldn't it mean that? Yeah, it could, because you could do the haktorah. It wouldn't be possible. Ah, so then that would mean that when it said the first one, kol hakomets, it would also mean that all that's left. No, it wouldn't. There, it couldn't mean that. So. Okay, so because of that, since it's got to mean something completely different, that's why we don't put in the word the kazayit, because the kazayit, when it comes to the comets, means something entirely, to the act of kmita, means something entirely different when it's talking about the act of haktara. Because over there, the kazayit could mean all that's left is the kazayit. But if you hold that if not the entire Shirayim is present, then the Haktorah will not create Pigo. So then it's the same thing, because if it's anyway Chaser, it's no different. If you're doing the Kmitza, or if you're doing the Halacha, or you're doing the Haktorah, it's not going to make Pigo anyway. You see, therefore, says Rava, that obviously it would make Pigo, which is why we need to avoid the confusion of what the word means when you say okizayit. Is that clear? It's a rather complex argument, but it's beautifully done. So I'm going to use the bright of Rabbi Chiya about something else entirely to prove why the difference in the Mishnah of the kizayit is only mentioned in the first part, where every idiot understands it can't mean that all that's left is a kizayit, because then it would be chaser before kmitza, and there we're talking about kmitza. Mashenken, in the second part, there we're talking about all four materium. So in that case, it would be very misleading to talk about a kazayit, which in three of the cases would mean all that's left is a kazayit, and in one of the cases would mean a kazayit of the entirety, which has to be there. Right? Was that smart? Well, it's like such an awareness of the implications of all of the words and how people will read it and why it is we need to say it that way. Lovely. So anyway, says, let's see Rava explaining that inside. So Rava says, look, ask yourself, my time alotani okezayit, what would Rabbi Chiya gain by thinking that he's clarifying things by taking out the words okezayit? He's making it less clear. No, I'll tell you why. Because if he said kezayit, it would have meant in people's mind that even in a case, kagon, where all that was left was a kezayit, not all that I was going to eat was a kezayit, but that's all that there was. And that's the case, of course, would not be pigo, because it wouldn't be a chisor. It would be a mincha that is chaser and would be completely pasul, and therefore it's not included. So since I did not want to say those words, which were confusing in terms of the comments, so therefore, the kivan, the mamatan kli, and behilach ba'aktora, lo matnile. So I didn't want to talk about the words okezayit in the second part, because then you would have thought that it would mean to imply the kizayit would be bekmita. Over there, he doesn't want to say okezayit, which would really make sense, even though it was kizayit of the shirayim. So he didn't say it on the kmita at all. That way it would make it clear. So the kmitza nami lechol shirayim lo tani o kizayit. So how does that prove my point? Very simply. Since it says that in that case, in the seifa, it would be pigo v'chayovin olav kares, even though lemaisa we're talking about a case where almost everything of the shirayim was chaser and all that was left was this kizayit, and it still says that that makes it pigo. Amamani lo aktar. So you see from there that the haktara of all the bakshava is of all that was left, which was only a kezayit, would still be sufficient to create pigel with that. Ha! Huh. That proves my answer. But actually, it's definitely possible to create pigel with a mincha, with a shirayim or chasru, bein kmitza lehaktara, a brilliant proof. Amale Abaye, no, doesn't prove anything. Because there's a completely different way to understand why Rabbi Chiya in the Braita avoided saying those words. Okay? And it's very simple. The Braita might be going according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Elazar says that unless the entire Kometz is brought on the Mizbeach, you're not going to be able to be Mefaga. And here it says, O kezayit bikumtzo. But he argues on that. And therefore, we have to leave it out. The Tanan, remember that in the Mincha in the Mishnah in Zvachim, we learned the following. The Kometz, or the Levona, or the Ktiras, or the Minchas Kayanim, or the Minchas Kayan Mashiach, or the Minchas Netzachim. Now, all of these things are things that are not allowed to be eaten. Here it's talking about Hakrava Bechutz. Shikriv Ne'achas Ve'em Kezayit Bechutz. These are things that are meant to be put on the Mizbeach. If you bring even one Kezayit, which is the shear of Haktorah, so then you would be Chayev for Halas Chutz. Va'alehem Tomar. Masha'en came. Rabbi Elazar says, no. Either you bring the whole thing or you didn't do anything b'chutz. You'd only be chayev for bringing the entire kometz or the entire minchas nesachim. So poter achi akriv et kulo. So therefore, just a kezayit of something is not enough to be b'chayev you. And the same way it's not enough to be b'chayev you for halas chutz, it's also not enough to create pigel, because it's not the definition of hakrava. So therefore, since I cannot say the word lahaktir kezayit b'chutz, my machshava is lahaktir kezayit, so kiven de b'haktarat kometz, you can't say the word o kezayit mikumtza, because according to Rabbi Elazar, that is not true. So that would be why it doesn't want to say, Olecho Kezayit Mishirayim, because we don't want to talk about just the Kezayit, because it won't be parallel anymore. You can't say, O Kezayit Mikumtza, and then say, O Kezayit Mishireha, you see? That would be a completely different, out of left field reason for why I need to avoid the O Kezayit in the Braita. That's nothing to do with, look, you know, it's very impressive, Rava, but you must admit it's awfully roundabout. I mean, there's a very simple explanation for why the Braita would be constructed without the Okezayit if it's going only to Rabbi Elazar. No, says the Gemara, that's not true. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah is not correct. I mean, the Braita is not correct. Because it says in the Braita, Lahaktir Komet, the same lashon as our Mishnah, Laktir et hakometz b'chutz. Is that true? Rabbi Elazar holds, even if you bring the whole kometz b'chutz, you're going to be putter. Why? Because according to Rabbi Elazar, you need to bring the kometz and the levana in order to be chayiv. It's all considered to be one act of haktara. And therefore, why does it say laktir kumtza, unquote? It should say, quote, laktir kumtza ulevonata, unquote, miboilei. Because remember, that we learned back in Zvachim, the Tznan HaKometz V'Alavona, Shikrivet Echad Me'em B'chutz Chayav, and Rebbe Elazar says, no, you're putter unless you bring both. And therefore, over here, it would also be true that you can't make it pigo unless your Machshava was to be makter both the Kometz and the Lavona. So don't give me this stuff. I'm ahead of you over there. And it definitely says, Rava, that's not the right explanation at all, because it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. The only explanation is my explanation. The reason it doesn't want to say Kezayit is because it's confusing in the case of where you do the Pigol on a Kometz, which is now being brought on a mincha that was chasra ben kmitza laktara. Do you realize how many new ideas and words we've learned here? This is really, you're really starting to feel that you're flowing in this new world, right? Unless your eyes are going round and round in your head, like in the old telephones. But otherwise, it's a wonderful feeling. Those are the people who are ready to actually be there, so their position of their eyes can be seen. We suspect that those people that are just squiggles are squiggles because they don't want it registered on Zoom, evidence that their eyes are going around in circles. Even Moshe Andel. Nobody's going to think it's because of the bears, Moshe Andel. There we go. Okay. Anyway, but says the Gemara, this doesn't prove it. You know why? Because there is a case where there's no Lavana. What's that case? Milchaschate. So therefore, we don't want to say la'akriv the chometz ulavona. What about if there's no Lavana? So what, there's no pigo? So therefore, Rabbi Chiya wrote the chometz to cover the case of milchaschate. What, and he adjusted the whole Braita just because of that one case? Ichbal tana lashmina chometz de milchaschate? Absolutely. Because when Rivdimi showed up over here from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted, actually, Rabbi Elazar, not, this is the Tana, this is the Amor Rabbi Elazar talking about the Tana, that a chometz of the Minchas Chote is the meaning of this Braita, and it's going according to the sheet of the Tana, Rabbi Elazar, who says that if you have a Mincha that does have Lavona, then it would only be an actual pigel if the Machshava was on the chometz and the Lavona. Wow. Anyway, so we've got this alternative to Rava, and in the end, very sadly, Rava says, "You know, it was a big mistake, and my fancy analysis of the Mishnah, even though it definitely got those thinking caps shorting out, it was wrong." Hadarama Rava, I made a big mistake. Lav milsi hidamri. Obviously, I made a mistake. And actually, if you're makriv a kometz, then if the shirayim were choser between the kmitza and the haktorah, it's not going to create pigul. Because look at this braita. This is a braita, and we forgot about this. This is a braita that's referring to the lechem aponim. And the lechem aponim, remember, only has lavona. And what does it say over there by the Lechem HaPanim? Kodesh Kodashimu. And that tells us something about who in Kodesh Kodashim. What is who? Who always means kebahavayato, that it has to remain as it was. It has to remain whole. What do we learn from there? She'im nifrisachat mehen chalotea kulam psulot. If even one is broken, all of the chalot are pasul, and you have to burn them, and that's the end. Now, does that not imply that only if it's chaser, but if it was yotze, the ones that are inside would still be kosher, even though the one that was outside, it wasn't chaser, but it's mashma, that it would have worked, and that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, because man shamet le'idyom mizrika mo'elet li'yotze, Rabbi Akiva. The only one who would say that it's kosher, because this is the equivalent of Zrika. Remember, here we're talking about Kmitza, because the Lavona on the Shulchan is the equivalent of the Kometz of another Mincha. And therefore, if you're telling me that it would be kosher, it would have to be going according to Rabbi Akiva, who, just as he says that Zrika is Mo'elet L'Yotzei, he would also hold that the Kmitza is Mo'el. Ismail Yotze. But it says over here that if it broke, it wouldn't be kosher. So I was wrong. Must mean that Rabbi Akiva holds that actually a kometz is not going to work if it's chaser. And I said just the opposite. I said if it's chaser, at least it's still here. I was wrong. That whole analysis is wrong. Amalei Abaye, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. That's not what it says. You know, you're coming up now. You're out thinking yourself, Rava. It doesn't say that. Mikatani Hayatzas. Does it say, well, you see, it's only if it was chaser, one of the lechems. Why did it say only that case? And you, Rav, have decided must be to tell me that if it was Yotzei, that it wouldn't be true. Not so. Relax. Maybe it would be so even on Yotzei. And in fact, it's not a problem for what you were saying. But the inference is a different inference. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to see the implications as, oy vey, that means if it was Yotzei, it would be good. No! The implication is that if it was Nitma, it would be good. So what's the difference? No, it's not. Because when it comes to Nitma, we have the tzitz. The tzitz is always meratza if you did a pu'ula of the aveda on something that was Nitma. So since the tzitz is meratza, even on things that are tmeim, so that's the avon hakodashim. So therefore, it would be matir over here, and that's why it would actually, if it was tuma, it wouldn't be the same as if it was chaser. My taima, the meratza tzitz, but if it was yotzei, then it could very well be that it would not be Moel LeYotzei, and it's not going according to Rabbi Akiva, it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer Ein Zrika Moel LeYotzei, and therefore, it doesn't reflect on your opinion. Ubedinu Diboyle LeMisne Yotzei. Truth is, it could have just as well say the case in the where it was Yotzei and not that it broke. Why does it say Nifrasa? That's coming to tell me that even if it's Nifrasa, that's the point. Afilu Nifrasa, where at least it's still here, it's going to not be useful according to Rebbe Davka, according to Rebbe Eliezer. Mashenkan, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says Zrika is Moelis LeYotzei, then Afilu Chisar Nami Mahanya LaHaktorah. It would be okay, and what you said originally would be fine. And we're just simply going, the Braita is going, Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. We don't have any raya about what Rabbi Akiva would hold, Binogea, a case of Nifrasa, where it's chaser. And now that brings us to an iconic moment.
Oh, my goodness. Here I thought that because it was Friday, we'd have Rachmanis on us.
Arnea wants us to have a L'chaim. He's offering vodka to you and to me, I think. See? And he's comparing. Yesterday it was Naplas. Today it's shot glasses. Tomorrow, who knows, it'll be these magic genie things that you rub. What else is he going to show us? All of these things taken from ancient temples that have nothing to do with our temple. But after all, if it happens to a coin, it'll get too involved in archaeology.
No, I have clay Evan from our Beis HaMikdash time. It has to do with our temple.
You did not offer us any of that. You offered us all.
I don't want to miss a minute of shiur.
Rebbe, in honor of the mission, it's only half a shot each.
Very good.
Okay, are we going or are we not going?
If we're going to have a full scale recording that is registering on, you know, they used to use these little machines to measure the applause for the candidates, you know.
The applause
meter. They found out the applause is all canned, but you can't can a Richie. So I'm using the old applause machines to register the Hela Commissioner. Go ahead, Rich.
Let's the Hela Commissioner.
Not bad. 9.7. Excellent. Okay.
I went to the gym yesterday.
Lecho kachatzi zayit ulahaktir kachatzi zayit. So now, same Mishnah we had in Zvachim. You cannot be mitzaref achila v'haktora. So if you had in mind, I'm going to eat a chatzi zayit of things that are roy for me to eat, and I'm going to burn a chatzi zayit of things that were roy for the mizbeach, you might think that's kosher. It's not, because achila and haktora are not the same thing. And therefore, if you're going to make pigul, it's either through achila of something which is roy l'achila, or through Haktorah of something which is Roy LaHaktorah. But wait, it seems to be that the only reason that there's no tziruf over here, you can't combine Achila v'Haktorah, is because they're different pu'ulot. One is akhila, one is haktara. But suppose it were the same pu'ula, meaning I'm going to eat a chatzi zayit of something that is roy for the mizbeach, and I'm going to eat a chatzi zayit of something that's roy for achilas adam. If both of them are eating, then it would be mitzarev. But the Mishnah right before, which is the reish of the Mishnah, said that's not true. It said, lechol davar shedar kol lechol. Only that makes pigol. Or laktir davar shedar kol laktir. Only that makes pigol. Davar shedar kol lechol. Yes. But davar shein dar kol lechol? No. So then who would have said this Mishnah, which apparently argues on the most fundamental yesod that we had in the previous Mishnah, which is the Reisha? Well, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'll tell you, this could be going like Rabbi Eliezer, because remember that back in Zvachim we learned that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can actually have a machshava of achilas adam on something that was for the Mizbeach, or vice versa, something meant for the Mizbeach that is going to be eaten by the Kohen. Because we learned over there, and we're gonna have it later over here in the Mishnah, B'nergeya Menaches, that HaKometz et HaMincha lechol davar she'en darko lechol, v'laktir davar she'en darko laktir, is kosher. That's the beginning of our Mishnah, the one that we just had in the previous Mishnah. But there it says, Rebbe Eliezer says it's posel. So that means according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's true there's no kares, but it's posel. Then he holds that actually a person who is going to eat something meant for them is beach, is the iser of, it's not the kares of pigo, but it's the psul machshav of pigo. Must be. Even though it's strange, I mean, all of a sudden, smack bang in the middle of the Mishnah, we changed the Tana. Abaya says, no. Afilatim Rabbanon. You're making the wrong implication. The Mishnah does not mean to imply, lo tema, well, if you would have been thinking about lechol a chatzi zayis of something that is roi, and lechol something that is not roi and is meant for the mizbeach, that's not what the implication is. The implication is that if you were going to eat lechol, the lechol, that's all. It's not an implication. The Mishnah is coming to tell me it's din, not its implication. It's coming to tell me if you want to eat a half a zayas of one part and a half a zayas of another part, it's mitzarev. Well, obviously, says Michael Mashmalon, that's what it said in the Mishnah we just read. Lechol kezayit pachutz, v'kezayit l'machar, kezayit l'machar, kezayit l'chutz, kachatzi zayit pachutz, v'kachatzi zayit l'machar. That's lechol v'lechol. What are you telling me? Kachatzi zayit l'machar, kachatzi zayit l'chutz, pasul. I don't need you to tell me that. Atulamali, what are you repeating it again? You missed the whole point. Lechol v'lechol. If the Mishnah is coming to tell me, lechol and lechol, Dover she'ein darko lechol, kamash malam demitzarev. Look, the honest truth is, we should skip this because Tosfos says there's no real way. So this is completely screwed up. The gears is completely screwed up, and don't worry about it. So I'd say leave it because it's very kvetchy to try to make it any sense. So if it's lechol v'lahaktir, so lechol v'lahaktir, that for sure we know. But when we're talking about over here, you would have thought that if ma lechol v'lechol davar she'en darko lechol is not mitzarev, so you would think that lechol v'lahaktir is for sure not mitzarev, right? And therefore, I don't need the Mishnah. And the truth is that that's the point of the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is not any implication. The point of the Mishnah is precisely what it says, that ein achila v'aktara mitzarev. But obviously, you can't even be mitzarev two different achilas. Not obviously. To try to be mitzarev two different achilas where one of them is doing something that's nutty, your achila, you're going to be eating the komets. That's not achila. But what if each part of what you're doing is not nutty? Each part makes sense. I'm eating something that is roy for eating, and I'm going to be makriv something that's roy for akrova, right? So there, I would think, okay, So then you can be mitzarev two things that make sense, even though they're less than the shear, because pigo is the same pigo, whether it was in terms of hakrova on the mizbeach or whether it was in terms of achilas adam. So maybe as long as you're doing it right, you could be mitzarev it. That's why I need the Mishnah, not for any implication. I need the Mishnah to tell me a new chiddush. That salkadai techamina, I might have thought that in the case that we had in the previous Mishnah, you are trying to be mitzarev something that's abnormal. Asamu the low, and it's not mitzarev, because you're not thinking about the loki urche kamachashi. You're not thinking about normal ways. In this case, each part of what you're doing is normal. Bahai ki urche, you're going to eat the shirayim. Well, that's what they're meant for. Ubahai ki urche, you're going to be maktir the komets. Well, that's perfectly normal. And you're doing those two things, chatzi zayit of each one, b'chutz. So maybe there would be mitzarev. That's why we need the Mishnah to tell me its own halacha, not to tell me its implications, which is what was confusing you. And this is adding a completely new thing that was not addressed in the previous Mishnah. I might easily have thought that this is very different than that part, because there it makes sense that it won't be mitzarev, because it's not something that can be done. It's not lechol dover shadarka lechol. It's not lahaktir dover shadarka lahaktir. But in this Mishnah, it is lechol dover shadarka lechol. And it is lahaktir dover shadarka lahaktir. Maybe it's mitzarev. Kamash malan. Hadrinalach kol haminachot.
What happened?
Wonderful. What a nice chunk out of Menachos. We got through the first perek. What do you say? I think we should be impressed.